Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, did you gain weight during pregnancy?
Yes.
New research says the average weight gained during pregnancy is 14 pounds.
Oh, I beat that.
That's for the baby's dad.
Oh.
That's right. The baby's daddy gained 14 pounds, according to new research.
I was going to say, I'm an overachiever.
All right. So, Tom, how much did you gain?
I did over 14.
You're an overachiever, too.
You know, whenever we were pregnant with the kids, like how I say that. my wife had this big craving for Sonic Coney dogs.
Yeah.
And so I would go get the chili cheeseburgers, and those were apparently fattening.
How much weight did John gain when you were pregnant?
I don't know, but I know I was a bad influence.
Okay.
Because he'd be like, what are we having for dinner? And be like, I already went through the drive thru. I'll be home in a minute.
Okay. So he just accepted it and he was going to gain weight with you.
Well, he told me, he's like, no, I need to do better. And I said, all right, well, I'm going through the drive thru. You sure you don't want French fries? And he'd say, you know what? Just get me a number two.
Okay.
Since you're already there.
I got you.
Give me the burger.
Well, what's the reason they're gaining weight with the woman? It's obviously you want to gain a little bit of weight. 42% said eating out more frequently before the baby comes. So you were doing that.
Yeah, because I don't want to cook. I'm 40 pounds overweight. I'm miserable. My hips hurt. I'm not cooking.
Okay. 41% said the increased availability of snacks around the house. So you're at the grocery store and you're eating for two. You're like, those Little Debbie snack cakes look great. I'll just find their way in my cart.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anything.
Yeah, they fall in that cart sometimes. Yeah. Like, it's weird. You walk by and it's like, they're like, Geronimo.
They have six kinds of Doritos here. Let's try all of them.
But the husband does it because the wife brings them all home. And then they're sitting there just being begged to be eaten.
Here's the compassionate, caring husband and what they're doing. They desire to make their partner feel better about their weight gain. So 25% of the guys do it because their partner's going to gain some weight, too.
I don't believe that for a second.
That's what it says in the research.
Doesn't matter what it says.
Oh, you're saying that the guys lied in the research.
I do.
Yeah. That's such an excuse. Oh, honey, I feel so bad for you. Let me eat 2 quarter pounders, a supersized fries, and a Diet Coke.
Shut up. That sounds so good.
Okay. And then 20% said being served large portions, apparently by the hungry mom-to-be. They're making dinner, so it's like, hey, I'm going to give you a few more portions because I'm gaining weight. You're going to gain weight with me.
Ours was more like Tori's. There was a lot of eating out involved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, husbands add about 2 inches to their waistlines, and at least 25% had to go out and buy bigger pants when their wife was pregnant.
That was John, his favorite pair of shorts. He went to button them and he said, oh, what is happening?
Yeah.
It is very, it's just rude.
I'm not even married and I'm gaining weight because of the pregnant women out there.
Yeah,
it's contagious.
Yeah. When Tori was pregnant in here, she was bringing in stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like, you'd eat those muffins. We think they're muffins. They were cookies or muffins, one.
They were cookies. days.
Okay.
And they were delicious.
And then only 30% of the guys join their partner in diet after the babies arrive. So where you are losing weight, you know.
Sure, let's go with that.
A lot of women do lose weight, especially if they're breastfeeding. The guys keep the weight on. And they don't lose the weight like you do.
The thing is, yes, with breastfeeding, you lose weight. But you also are more ravenous than you've ever been in your life. And you will raid that pantry nonstop.
There you go.
And the guys don't have to work that hard to lose the weight compared to the women. It's an unfair biological advantage.
It really is. Because John will take a lap and he's like, my shorts fit again. And, you know, I'm like, I kind of want to push you down the stairs.
You're like, don't run around the trip again because they might fall off.
It's so unfair.
Signs your husband's gained weight while you're pregnant. His belly button went from an innie to an outie. He asked you to rub cocoa butter on his belly. That's a sign he's gained some weight. The doctor did a sonogram on both of you last time you went to the doctor.
Oh, it's kicking.
And then finally, he's wearing one of your maternity shirts because that's the only thing that fits.
That flowy material is quite nice.
It'd be funny to see a guy in a maternity shirt, really, like out and about.
Or those blue jeans that have the elastic around the stomach.
Uh-huh. Maternity pants.
Yeah, maternity
jeans.
That
would be great.
Yeah, when you get too big for those, it hurts your feelings.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, 9 in 10 parents say bedtime is the hardest routine to reset after summer break and Christmas break for the kids.
And for me, it's after a weekend.
Okay.
It's hard to get back to going to bed early.
So the top challenge is children resisting their early bedtimes. Most people said that. Also, excessive screen time before bed. And the later summer bedtime becomes, you get to stay up a little bit later when you are out for summer or Christmas break. And parents just hate being out of that routine. So how do you wake the kids up when they're being slow pokes in the morning? I got some unusual, bizarre ways that people had mentioned that they wake up their kids. You might can use some of these tricks as well. Now, how did your mama wake you up? Kato, we know what your mama did.
What?
Song.
Yeah. School day, reading and writing and arithmetic.
Yeah.
Cute.
And then my dad would come in there yelling. I've had the covers jerked off of me.
Yeah. Singing school songs was one of them, or a little song to wake the kids up was one thing. Also, kissing them. my mom would do that. And then also, yanking the covers off. Of course, there is an age your mom should stop doing that.
I feel like that's your dad. My mom would come in so sweet. When I was really little, I'd say, tickle my feet to wake me up, and she would do it. My dad would come in, flip the light on, rip the covers off, and if I wasn't up, he'd come back in with water. I'm like, my gosh!
Yeah, that's the way it was at our house. Yeah, mom was really loving and gentle, and dad was no nonsense.
Yeah, yep. Mom's like, wake up, baby, wake up, scratchy back.
Dad's like drill sergeant, get up, soldier!
My dad would get ice cube trays.
Oh, wow.
And just break it open and fall down in the bed beside you. And you couldn't roll any way to get away from the ice cubes. So you had to get up.
Well, see, mom should be hating that because she's going to have to clean it up while you're at school.
I had to pick up the ice cubes.
Well, turning on the lights another way. Now, these are just typical ways. These aren't the really crazy ways. Yelling, get out of bed and counting to three and all that stuff. You better get up before I count to three. What happens when they get to three and they're still not up?
Maybe you get the next stage.
They said letting a sibling bounce on the bed. So a younger sibling would bounce on your bed to get up the teenagers. That makes sense. Pots and pans, beating them and banging them around the room.
Golly.
Having a little parade.
And a heart attack. Man.
Also, putting a crying baby in the bed with them. Makes sense, you know? Letting the dog get on the bed and lick their face.
Just about to say that.
That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm. Like, come on in here, Fido. Get up there and lick them. Throwing water in their face was also mentioned. So, Tori, is that what your dad would do?
Well, it was a three-strike system. First one was lights on. Second one, if he came back in, he'd take the covers off. Third was you got water.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing like being woken up waterboarded. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Dad.
That's true love.
Yeah. Right?
Scraping fingernails down a wall or doing something like that, an obnoxious noise, is what parents mentioned that they would let they would do.
My dad would bring a chalkboard in, and then he'd run his fingernails down. Being sarcastic.
Someone said pouring salt water from the fish tank in their mouth.
Oh my gosh.
That don't sound healthy, does it?
No.
Also, spraying some kind of aerosol spray, like hairspray or some deodorant on their feet. You know how your feet's hanging out? And you get spray, you got that cool blast of, okay, y'all have not done that.
You can't let your feet hang out from under the cover of Monster again.
I know.
So, you know.
I had stinky feet one time, and so there's that spray that you put on your feet, and it's really got a kind of a cool, refreshing feeling, but not if you're sleeping. That ain't fun. And then passing gas, letting people pass gas in their area. Yeah.
That's a salt.
And pepper. Okay, so that's the more unusual ones that they have.
I'll be honest, I really need somebody to start doing some of these to me.
that would help.
I mean, living alone, I don't have that option. Yeah. If I miss that my fourth alarm, if I miss that, the sun comes up. I'm still laying there.
My kids are both in their late teens, and they could sleep with an alarm blaring full blast. So we will hear the noise and go check, and we're like, hey, your alarm is going off. And they're like, oh, I got to go to work.
I was the same way in high school. My mom bought this alarm. If you snoozed it the second time it went off, it would roll off the table and go around the room, so you had to get up to get it.
Oh, one of those that is supposed to move. Like
it has wheels on it, so it rolls off the table. I remember that thing went off. I found it, chunked it outside, and closed my door and went back to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, they say put your alarm across the room and you're having to get up to turn it off. I would just hit snooze and jump back in bed.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is wasting my time.
Well, and now you got your cell phone to wake you up. So that's right there beside your bed, unless you throw it across the room.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I want you to imagine you're sitting on the 30th row of an airplane filled with people, and you're on the runway about to take off.
Oh.
And as they get ready to take off, they dim the lights. Uh-huh. And you wonder, why did they dim the lights? They always dim the lights right before they take off.
Yeah.
Do they need the extra electricity for takeoff? Is the lights drawing that much juice that they need it just for right now?
They're just setting the mood.
Well, you're closer than you think, Hawk.
I thought it was to save power, to give them enough power to get up in the air and so the pilots could see.
No.
I thought it was so I could nap.
You know what?
Not during takeoff.
It's like when you're driving and the kids turn the light on in the back seat. It's like, turn those lights off. I can't see.
Yeah.
The reason why planes dim the lights for takeoff and landing is not to keep you comfortable. It's so that if there is an accident and the power goes off, which it probably will during an accident, your eyes will be adjusted to the lower light and you'll be able to see to get out if you survived.
I knew that. I've heard that somewhere before, but forgot.
Well, there's a website called simpleflying.com that just did an article on this, and they say you'll be able to see better if there's a crash if the lights were dim beforehand. If they were bright, your eyes would be dilated. Or whatever it is where they're really small. And so you won't be letting as much light in. You won't be able to see real well. If all of a sudden everything goes dark, you're going to be blind and you won't be able to find your way out of the plane.
It doesn't take that long for your eyes to adjust.
You only have seconds.
I mean, yeah.
Really?
Maybe you saw it before the flames start creating new light.
Do you even have seconds? Like, if it's crashing as it takes off, that's when the trouble is. It's when you don't survive.
Do they do that during daytime takeoffs?
Yes, any takeoff. Because smoke can fill the plane and make it black inside. They want to make sure that your eyes are adjusted to be able to see as well as possible.
But if it's during the day and the windows are up, it would still be bright in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking out the window as we're taking off.
I like that too.
I do too.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
It starts bouncing a little bit.
I'm just telling you what they do. I mean, if you notice, they do it. They dim the lights every time you take off.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty kind of scary because they do it on landing too for the same reason, because you're able to, you know, see just fine. And then all of a sudden, if they crash, those lights inside the cockpit are going to go out. And yes, you have windows, but you're still in a giant round tube. I don't know how much light. It depends on how bright it is outside, I guess. If it's cloudy, it would make a difference.
What are we supposed to do with this information? It's not like I can be like, hey, don't crash.
I basically did it to scare you a little.
It worked.
Because I wanted you to know. I mean, well, the good thing is it's not for the reason Cato thought, which is kind of what I always thought, which is, oh, they need that extra power, which would be terrifying to think the lights made the difference of whether they take off or not.
If you want to really help me out, why they dim those lights so low at Chop House? I can't even see my steak there. Now, that's what I need to know.
you know, when you walk in on a sunny day,
yeah,
you have to stand there in the lobby for like 15 minutes.
My eyes have not adjusted.
Mark said adjust immediately.
What?
He said they adjust immediately.
Yours?
Well, he said on the plane they would adjust immediately.
He's just trying to prove a point.
No, yeah, well, you can't have it both ways.
I didn't. He said that.
What's even worse is you walk out of those restaurants and you're like, oh, God, I know. Ouch.
It's like you've been a caveman for like years.
You're like, I thought it was midnight. Yeah. It's 10 o'clock in the morning.
It's like, is Jesus coming back? Because all the clouds are parting? I cannot see.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, have you ever had like a horrible date with someone and given them a second date and it just turned out amazing?
No.
Probably not. You know, we try to make dreams come true. We try to actually help with second dates here on the Hawk and Tom Show quite a bit. And have you ever gone home and evaluated that date to see what went wrong? Like, you know, you analyze what happened on that date that just didn't feel right.
I don't think I've ever overthought it. It's like you just know, is it feel good or not? And you're like, yeah, you know what? That one just didn't really work out well. The closest I ever had was a chick that I went out with, had a good time. And then I called and asked her out for another date. And she said, well, let's not do a dinner and movies. Think of something creative. And I was like, eh. And I ended up not calling her out for this next date because I didn't want to have to be pressured like that.
Well, they say if you've had like a meh date, you might want to evaluate what exactly wasn't working. And often it's obvious, like, you know, your date was 30 minutes late, or sometimes it's less obvious. Both of you were feeling worn out and preoccupied during the date. Pinpointing the dissatisfying part of the date will help you know the issue and if it is fixable or not. So maybe you could go out with them again if you take a little time to analyze and go through what went wrong.
If you're late meeting me, the chances are I'm not going to go out with you again.
Really? Because I don't think that would affect me if they had any kind of a reasonable excuse.
Well, I guess so. You'd have to listen to it. But if it was like, oh, I'm just running late. Well, no, I wasn't. And I'm already eating. So.
I had a flat tire. I'm so sorry. I had to change my tire.
Well, what's that? What's that? We can get them like, which tire was it?
Can you imagine showing up to a date and the person's like, I actually already ate. So this isn't going to work. You made me wait 5 minutes. I'm done.
Fine.
All right. Fast eater.
Recovering from a bad date, they say apologize if you need to. Maybe you made a slip up or maybe an insensitive remark or giving the person your, you know, you didn't give them their full attention or whatever.
Right.
Just sit there and say, you know what? I am so sorry. That's just bad manners and I just apologize. That can sometimes do you good. And then they say, don't give up too easily. Some fabulous relationships simply get off on the wrong foot. And when that happens, or if you're feeling that on the date, it's kind of like a bad day. You know, they tell you, the experts say, you can just do it like a redo. Like, you know, you and your kids or your spouse, you have an argument. Like, you know, can we just, let's do a redo here. Let's do a reset. Let's do a Control-Alt-Delete, and let's reboot this date.
I don't know. I feel like if you have to do that on the first date.
Like, yeah.
It's not the best way to start.
Yeah, you're not invested at this point. Why bother? I mean, it's not like you have a lot to lose. You just met this person and they're not clicking and you're like, you know what? I haven't even gone this far into the relationship. It's easy to get out.
But you want to decide if a do-over is warranted at that point. Like, you know, because it might be just iffy. You're like riding a fence right there. And you're like, you know what? This person has potential. It's like, you know, I can, this diamond in the rough just needs a little bit of polishing. That's all it does.
Oh, now you got her cleaning on the first date.
There you go. So, anyway, I'm just trying to help you out if you do have, you know, that awkward moment on a first or second date.
Yeah, it depends on what made it awkward. But life is too short. Take every advantage you can.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
I'm not real sure.
That sounded good, though.
This is awkward.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a second date update, and this is a little twist. We have Tara on the line. Most times it's the guys who messed up and don't understand why things aren't working out.
It seems like you've been saying that a lot lately, though.
Well, it usually is the guys that call in. But today Tara called in, and Tara, you said that you went out to dinner with a gentleman named Steve. But you thought the day went well. He's not calling now.
Yeah, I thought we had a really great time. Like, I don't think I like did anything to mess up.
Right.
Oh,
I mean, conversation was smooth.
Yeah, a lot of laughing, great banter back and forth. We were at dinner for about 3 hours.
Wow.
Okay.
That's had to be a record.
You know what? Your feet get numb, or your bottom gets numb, sitting there the whole time.
They weren't on the toilet, Hawk.
I know, but okay. Have you not sat at a place like a concert where you're like your bottom gets numb?
Restaurants usually have nice soft chairs, like in the booth.
Oh, you
or
go
something.
To the fancy ones, don't you?
I sit in a booth. All right, we'll call Steve. We'll get him on the line and see if he will answer for us and tell you what's going on since he isn't answering your calls.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, hang on the line. Let's go ahead and see what happens when he answers.
Hello.
Hello, Steve.
Yes, speaking.
Hey, it's Hawk and Tom. I got Tori and Cato with me here. We are live on the radio this morning. How are you? Hey, we'd like to try to give you a prize this morning. Okay.
Yeah.
It's our second date update. We'd like to give you a free dinner on us. And it was very simple. We just ask you a couple of questions on one of the most recent dates that you went on. I understand you went out on a date with Tara.
I did, yeah.
Okay. Now, she actually got in touch with us and said she had a really good time on the date, but she said you weren't calling back. We told her we would try to get some closure for her to find out if she had done anything wrong or if something had come up in your life or what happened there.
So the good news is you still got it, Steve.
That's good to hear, I'll tell you that. Tara's a super sweet girl, and she's very beautiful, and we had a great time. And there's nothing that I'd say that initially was wrong with the date at all. I thought she was great. The dinner was good. We had a great meal, and I kind of went to this nicer Italian place. And right before the check came, she goes, "Oh, wait, before we close, can I put an order in for chicken parm, like a chicken parmesan she wanted?"
Right.
And she's like, "And just box it to go." But we just finished our meal. So I was like, kind of weirded out by that a little bit. And I got the bill. I thought maybe she was just going to maybe pay for that thing or even offer for it, but she didn't. So I just kind of acted cool and paid for it. And then I had a million things in my head. I'm like, she ordered it. We just sat down for a long time and I get a great meal. I know she's not hungry.
Right. She's a good eater.
Well, I don't know. Y'all been there for 3 hours. Maybe so.
Yeah, it was around 3 hours. And I was like, okay. So I just kind of, to be honest with you, decided not to touch that that phone call when she called because I was just, I don't know. I don't know if she has like something going on. She's like a kid or she has like a dog or something that she wanted.
Maybe she's bringing it back to her boyfriend at home.
Oh,
you know?
Tom.
Hey, that's what all that stuff would go through your mind.
Oh.
And she never explained herself and I didn't really want to ask her, so.
Well, you know what? We can do that for you because she's on the line right now. If you want us to ask her.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Here's a quick question. Tara, I mean, if I would have done that, I would probably expected you to pay for it. Like, it's like an extra meal.
Or at least explain.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Of course I can explain. First of all, I just want to say that I just thought that was so nice that he, like, paid for the whole bill and even that added-on meal. So I thought that was really romantic, actually.
Of
really
course.
I would, too.
But I can explain. Like, so I live alone. So normally when I do meal prep. So normally when I make dinner for myself, I'm also making lunch for the next day. I have to get up really early. I go to an office, and I always bring my lunch.
All right.
And since I was out for dinner with Steve, I wasn't able to like make a dinner and make that lunch. So it just came to me at the end, like, oh man, what am I going to eat for lunch tomorrow?
I love that it's like his fault. Like, since you invited me out, this is your problem.
Well, we did keep her for 3 hours.
Not at all. But it wasn't for anyone else or anything. It was just to make my next day easier. But I should have explained that.
Yeah, he didn't even tell me. I had no idea. It was. I've never had that happen to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel so embarrassed. Like, I will pay you back if you want me to.
Oh, <man. laughs>
He can't do that. He would look bad now.
Yeah, you don't look bad.
Just say Venmo it off air.
It's like, I'm on the radio. I don't want to look bad. Yeah. No, I got you.
Just not again.
Here's the good news, Steve. At least it wasn't for somebody else. And it's an awkward situation. Maybe you guys could work this out. What's the good deal is we'll pay for your next deal, so you don't have to worry. We'll even buy her lunch the next day.
No. You pay. You make your lunch before you go out. Okay.
No, do what I do. I eat half of what my dinner is and take the rest home.
We only have so many gift certificates.
Y'all are
here,
cheapskates. But we'll buy the next dinner, and then you guys can see if you want to keep going out, and you can decide whether she's worth the 2-for-1 pricing or not.
Yeah,
I mean, I would do it. I just wish you would have told me earlier and not had to put me on the radio.
Okay. Well, this is so much more fun, though.
I tried calling you.
That's true.
Yeah, it's your fault again, Steve. Okay, you guys want to go back out on a date?
I would.
All right.
Yay.
All right. You guys hang on the line. Kayla will get your particulars and tell you how you can get your second date on us. And this one won't be awkward because you won't have to worry about who's paying for what.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully you guys will get everything all situated by the third date and everything will be smooth.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Success on our second date update this week.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.